made from the liver by cooking and grinding up the liver.
Hash, we call it hash. You cook the liver.
Mm-hmm. She mean that. That's what she talking about. Hey, hash, that's the liver and the light. That's why I told you you could eat all parts. Mm-hmm. It's inside the hole. You take your lights and your milk and also the liver, and you can cut that into small pieces, and you'll have a nice dish. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Have you ever heard of making anything out of the hog's blood?
Blood.
I've heard
of it, but I ain't never.
Blood pies,
I've heard of that. But I haven't eaten none of it, and I haven't seen it, but I've heard of, you know. Mm-hmm. In the rest, different restaurants that you said, I've heard of blood pie. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that come hog or cow or mix, but I've heard of blood in my day.
And if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was
rank. Okay. In my day, my mother would say, I don't sit down here and let my butter get rank. Mm-hmm. I didn't eat it all up, and I didn't have it just too hot, and I didn't keep it too long. It done got rank. No good.
What about thick sour milk? You call that?
You call that sour buttermilk.
Or you don't churn it, just when you let the milk sour?
No, you churn it.
No, she said when you let it, you don't churn it, you just let
that, it. That's not a sour milk, hardly. I call it clabber. Mm-hmm. It can be sweet clabber and sour clabber. You can let that crab of milk, you know, sit there so long, it'll get sour. Mm-hmm. Well, that's sour milk, sour clab. Well, then you can let your buttermilk sit. I think that'll go in the same question. Your buttermilk will sit and you have sour milk. Mm-hmm. Two class sour milk.
Is there anything that you can make from the clabber?
Some kind
of cheese, isn't it?
Of course, they make it, you can buy it, but people have made it. They put that little clab in something and let all that water drain out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I forget that, but anyhow, you can make something out of the clab of the day. But I never did see back in my day and unmade. Mm-hmm. You know, we had all the clab we could get in my day. And didn't have very much to make nothing out.
Mm-hmm. What about something, it's kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it'd be made out of apples and it has several layers of dough and apples. Like you put down a layer of dough, then you put down some apples and
that's called an apple. That's called you a peach pie or an apple pie. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call that.
With a layer dough and a layer apple.
No, that's more like a pie, but a cobbler, I'd call you, you roll your dough out. That's what Mama used, when she called, she cooking a cob, she'd roll her dough out and then cut it in a small piece, you know, and this drop it in the basement where she's cooking in. Mm-hmm. And she would call that a pie. But when you go to put a piece over, I mean, she'd call that a cobbler. Mm-hmm. Mama would in them days. Mm-hmm. When you drop that dough in that container you're cooking, you know. Mm-hmm. She'd say, I'm cooking me a pie for dinner. A cobbler, I mean. Mm-hmm. But when she went on to laying dough over, she'd say, I'm cooking me a pie. And that, back in them days.